Cold temperatures occurred across portions of the Midwest again this morning, with freezes common in Wisconsin and Michigan, while we saw frost reach down into central portions of Illinois and central sections of Indiana, as well as much of Ohio. Most of the freezing temperatures today were in those northern parts of the region, but there was a small pocket of freezes that occurred just north of Indianapolis between the Midwest. Most of this precipitation was focused on the area from the Dakotas and Nebraska, even Kansas, straight eastward into portions of Indiana and southwestern Ohio. Most areas to the north didn't do very well with rain, so Minnesota, parts of Wisconsin, that's mostly northern Wisconsin, as well as Michigan, did not see much, if any, precipitation of consequence. In parts of Ohio and central sections of Indiana only received a limited amount of moisture. In contrast to that, some heavier amounts of precipitation occurred in the southwestern portion of the Corn Belt. Areas from Missouri, in fact, all the way back into north-central Oklahoma, into Missouri and parts of southwestern Illinois, did receive multiple inches of rain, 1 to 3 inch amounts, and Doppler radar suggested some amounts may have gotten into the 6, 7, and 8 inch range in a few counties along the way. But that was definitely not in the heart of crop country, and we don't expect to see that type of rain occur in any part of the production region for a while. We will be seeing showers and thunderstorms occurring fairly often, though, over the course of this coming full week. Almost a near daily occurrence of showers and thunderstorms will occur across many areas, and the precipitation that results will be mostly on the light side. But we will still have some disruption to field progress. The good news is that the soil temperatures will rise this week because daily afternoon highs will get up into the upper 70s and lower to a few middle 80s starting tomorrow afternoon and continuing right on into Saturday. That is a good environment for drying out the soil in areas that don't get a daily occurrence of rain, and most likely the end result here will be that some field work will advance. But because we do expect scattered showers and thunderstorms across a fairly large portion of the Midwest at one time or another, obviously there will be some kind of a cap on how much field progress will actually be accomplished. But with the warmer temperatures, crops that are already in the ground will likely develop a little bit more favorably. This includes winter wheat as well as the early planted corn, and we'll likely see this process continue at least into this time next week. Now, as we've been talking in the past, there is potential for a second week in May cool snap to occur, and that's next week, believe it or not. This first week in May is likely to be relatively quiet, but we do expect to see a change towards drier and cooler conditions occurring next week. Now, when the cold air comes in, we're likely to see an increase in shower and thunderstorm activity in the southeastern corner of the U.S., where it will be mostly dry this week. There is a definite need for precipitation in the southeast, so we'll continue to monitor that. In the meantime, the cold air returning to the Midwest next week could become problematic. We want to watch for that real closely. Obviously, with this week's warmer and wetter conditions, winter wheat and corn both will likely develop more aggressively, and that will put us in a position where frost and freezes could be more damaging if we do encounter them next week. In hard red wiener wheat country, we're expecting to see mostly favorable conditions this week. We're going to see a good mix of rain and sunshine. The southwestern U.S. plains will continue to see their drought conditions prevail, although there will be some isolated to scattered showers and thunderstorms in that part of the country as well. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.